It's Claire. Leave a message.
This is Martin Cruz. Marty. I'm calling in regards to, Dr. Cyrus Adele gave me your message.
You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events that transpired on February 4th, 2017, at the compound known as the Muddy Place. These include the disappearance of Alexander Carter and the arrest of cult leader Elijah Hughes. My name is Claire Connors. I'm investigating the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss and its connections to the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, otherwise known as PRAG. Like my predecessors, I'll be telling you the story as it happens. So if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning. Marty believed there was a portal in the woods surrounding Salamander Lake. He believed that the collective anxiety of the townspeople allowed the doorway to open. Elijah Hughes and the Lost Tribe of Seuss were attempting to open the doorway in Evanston.
Under psychedelic compounds, random brain activity in the parts of the brain associated with perception indicated a higher plane of consciousness.
I need you to get a message to Marty, Doctor. Can you do that?
I suppose that would depend upon the message.
What is this about?
Well, Dr. Odell gave you my message.
He said that there was a woman digging into what happened.
What else did he say?
That this is something to do with Xander. That you've taken over the Diana's Monster podcast.
Borrowed, actually.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
Oh, no.
That's funny. I didn't think you could borrow something without permission.
I didn't take anything from you, Marty. Besides, what gave you the right to meddle in the affairs of Evanston? You made a mess and then you just left. You said so yourself.
I don't want to talk about the past. If this is something to do with what happened in Texas or New Mexico...
What did happen in Parlor?
Nothing, if you must know. Nothing happened. The ceremony didn't work. No god stepped through a portal into our world. Nothing happened in Parlor, New Mexico.
And Evanston?
I thought maybe I had a family there. I thought the answers to what happened to my father, answers about my true identity, sexual orientation, awakening, faith, whatever, were in Evanston. What I found was an unsolved mystery about a dead girl that everyone shat upon. Not my sister, not my aunt, not my mother, just some girl that all of these people took pride in destroying. I thought, what a fitting end then. Town destroys young woman, woman destroys town in turn. But life isn't some Stephen King novel. Diana Harris wasn't Carrie White. Diana's only powers came from knowing who she was despite being told every day what she wasn't.
You've had some time to reflect.
I ran from Evanston because I was scared. I was afraid of the consequences of my actions. I was scared for my life, with the Gonis brothers and Elizabeth Hall in custody and me blabbing around town talking to anyone I could about the things that had happened there.
You were afraid.
And then I was gone.
You're missing time?
It wasn't missing.
What happened at the Muddy Place compound on the morning of February 4th, 2017?
The compound was raided by the FBI.
What else happened?
I was taken into custody, alongside the others. Once I explained to the FBI that I was a hostage of the tribe and not among them, they were able to verify the truth. The podcast helped. The work Xander and Calderon had done, digging into the sudden spikes in organ harvesting and ritualistic murders, helped them to put together a timeline. One of the other prisoners also vouched for me.
What happened then?
I entered into a deprogramming facility.
And Alexander Carter?
What about him?
What happened to him?
He left me. I haven't seen him since we fought.
When?
Calderon's friend Lethe. After her son was taken by the tribe, Xander brought me tapes of my supposed missing time, alongside all of his research.
Xander was at the Muddy Place compound, Marty. He spoke with you.
No, that's not right. I haven't seen Xander since... January. The 29th.
What do you remember from that night?
Not much. I remember the horses. I remember holding its bleeding heart in my bare hands. I remember... I ate it. I ate it so they could kill me. I was gonna die for her. The goddess Seuss.
The pagan goddess Seuss, whom you believed to be Diana's monster?
Believed. I don't believe that anymore.
Because of your deprogramming?
Because believing in one god is silly enough, let alone believing in six of them. Animal gods, portals to other dimensions, it's stupid, and I was stupid enough to believe it. The man in the smoking jacket took advantage of me. I wasn't processing the death of my father the way that I should have been. I mean, think about it. What did I do when my father killed himself? I ran. I pushed my mother away. I said it was so I could find out if biological markers for depression existed, but it was an excuse, a preoccupation to avoid grieving. And then when things got too complicated and messy in Evanston...
You ran again. But Marty, don't you see what's happening? Right now. You're running again. You're running from what happened that night.
I told you, Miss Connors, nothing happened in Parlor, New Mexico.
Technically true. The Muddy Place compound isn't in Parlor.
Nothing happened at the compound. The tribesmen slaughtered animals and people. They killed Detective Calderon. They were going to kill me.
What about PRAG?
I don't know what that is.
The Paranormal Research Advocacy Group?
Sounds made up.
Everything is made up, Marty.
I don't know what this group has to do with anything, but from the sounds of it, they're just another cult. Now, Miss Connors, if there's nothing further, I'd like to cease our communication indefinitely.
Marty, Alexander Carter is missing.
Okay.
He's not just missing. He's missing.
I'm sorry. Was that a stutter, or are you implying something? Whichever it was, I'm sorry, but I have my own shit to deal with.
Xander helped you when you most needed it. Now you're telling me you won't return the favor?
Xander doesn't need me. I needed him. He's much stronger than I ever was.
Maybe he doesn't need you, Marty. But I do. To save him. Help me save him.
Save him?
One sec.
Cute bag.
Thanks.
Is that...
Let me play you something, Marty. This video was uploaded to the server seized by the FBI.
Then how did you get it?
Just watch.
Where am I?
Is that... Xander?
The video appears to be taken from his cell phone.
It's hard to... Where is he?
You tell me, Marty. Does any of it look familiar to you?
What's he saying?
I need to get back home.
Do you see?
No.
I think Xander is trapped, Marty. Like you were.
Trapped? I was never trapped. I was held against my will. I was a hostage, Miss Connors.
You're not listening. Do you even listen to your own podcast? Can you even hear yourself? Do you?
No.
No?
I haven't listened to the Diana's Monster podcast. It's... My therapist says I'm not ready. There are triggers. I need to...
Xander needs you, Marty.
How do you know? Why do you care? Who even are you?
I'm...
Xander can't be in the Muddy Place because there isn't such a thing.
But the video...
That doesn't even look like him. How can you... How am I supposed to know that was him? What, was it taken on a flip phone? I mean, Jesus. I know people talk a lot of shit about androids, but my God.
It's him, Marty.
Why should I believe you? Why should I buy what you're selling, huh? I don't know you. How did you get this video if it was seized? How does this video even exist?
Because I'm his sister.
No.
Alexander Carter is my brother, Marty.
That's impossible. That doesn't make any sense. You're confusing me. Stop trying to confuse me.
It's true. I'm...
What do you want with me? Why can't you just leave me alone?
I need you to get high, Marty.
This is the third fire in 2 weeks, as temperatures continue to rise in New Mexico. A phrase keeps popping up, scorched earth, which refers to the military strategy of destroying anything useful to the enemy. The enemy. This is what I've become. But the earth here is hot, so hot, that it literally cannot keep from combustion. It's been 6 days since my last drink. I take an Uber to the nearest McDonald's, inhale the lukewarm brew, and devour a breakfast sandwich, but the syrup makes my stomach turn. This is the third fire in 2 weeks, but the first to make the news. Call it climate change, the hole in the ozone layer growing wider every day. I keep thinking Marty would know what to do, but it was never like that. He never knew what he was doing. I keep thinking, after all this, why bother getting sober? Why bother getting squeaky clean? If only my mother could see me now. This is my rock bottom.
Next time on Diana's Monster.